First, not many people have had a bigger influence on the game of baseball than former Brewers owner and Major League Commissioner Bud Selig. From bringing a professional team back to Milwaukee to facing public backlash during the league's steroid scandal, he's been the face of some of the game's biggest changes in the last 50 years. He reflects on that and quite a bit more in a new autobiography out tomorrow. It's called For the Good of the Game, the inside story of the surprising and dramatic transformation of Major League Baseball. Commissioner Selig, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Rob. Very lovely day, and looking forward to our conversation.
Now, you refer to baseball as the essence of your life. That started out early on with your mom at Milwaukee Brewer games as a minor league team. How did you get that love for baseball?
Well, I think you just articulated it. My mother loved the game. And when I was really little, she was listening to games, and of course I became fascinated by it, and then she started taking me to Borchardt Field, and so the rest is history. It became, even in my days in Madison at the university, everybody who was in school remembers how I would rarely miss a Braves game on the radio, and many drives to Milwaukee to see him play. So it really started with my mother. There's no question about it.
Now, you mentioned the Braves. They came and then went. They left Milwaukee. You made it your mission to get a team that ultimately became the Brewers. Why was it so important for you to have professional baseball in the city of Milwaukee?
Well, you know, I remember when they came. And I had been, of course, already a great baseball fan, went to Chicago a lot to see the White Sox and the Cubs play, And now all of a sudden, I remember an interesting story. We came home from school, Herb Cole and I, we were roommates, and can still remember standing on Story Parkway. This would be April of 1953. And there's this red brick county stadium, big double-deck stadium. And I can still remember thought, oh my goodness gracious, Milwaukee's in the big leagues. And it was a tremendous thing for Milwaukee, capped off by winning the World Champ Series and World Championship in 1957, coming close again in 58, should have won again. But and then the heartbreak of the Braves leaving. I can remember people in this city. I mean, it was sad. It really was sad. And but one thing led to another, and I found myself in the middle of trying to bring them back in the next five and a half years, a lot of heartbreak, a lot of sadness, but in the end, got the Seattle Pilots 7 days before the season started.
Now, in your time as owner of the Brewers, you talk about one questionable decision you made, hiring Bob Uecker as a scout. What happened there?
Yeah, that was, Bob and I had known each other and were friends, and he had come back from Atlanta, and I began to use him giving speeches and that. He was already very funny, and he was great. And but the radio booth and television booths were filled. Schlitz was our sponsor at that time. So I finally said, yeah, I got to hire this guy. We're using him for other things, and then let's see what happens. So I hired him. And Frank Lane, bombastic Frank Lane, famous Frantic Frank, general manager, and he had come in to help me for a year or two, and he did. But he comes into my office one day, door comes, he comes roaring in with his, he's waving a scouting report, and I said, Frank, what's the problem? He's your guy, Uecker. Look at this scouting report. He was up in the Northern League. The problem with the scouting report, it had mashed potatoes and gravy all over it. And so Bob's scouting career came to an end.
He ended up doing okay, though.
He wound up doing great, and the voice of the Brewers to this point, and made himself into a great announcer. He is a Hall of Famer, and he should be.
Another name that comes up a lot in your book, a main character, a baseball hero for you, it seems like, is Henry Aaron. Can you talk about him and why you think even with his home run record, you think he's kind of underappreciated to this day?
No, there's no question about it. Look, when I think back, and I'm partial, and I will admit this to you, Bob, Hank Aaron, I think, is the greatest player of our generation. Great right fielder, great base runner, offensive statistics are stunning. 36, almost 3,700 hits. Broke Babe Ruth's record. But he played in Milwaukee and Atlanta, and I think it's only later in his career has he gotten the attention he should. I wish, I've said this before, everybody could have seen that man hit in the 50s before he tried to start pulling everything. Oh, my goodness. I've never seen a ball get hit like that to right center. He's a great player, and better yet, he is a great person.
Talking to Bud Selig, former commissioner of baseball. His new book is called For the Good of the Game. Bud, I want to talk about the performance-enhancing drug issue. You've talked about this a lot over the years. You write about it. You say there's a lot of blame to go around. I want to look back from the perspective of 2019 now. What did that do to the game and its reputation?
Well, there's no question it was a painful period. I think in the end, look, in 98 when Steve Wilstein, who was a reporter in Pittsburgh, saw Mark McGwire's Andro, that's what really set it off. You know, some people said we were slow to react. Well, we weren't slow to react. The union fought it, and they were public about it. So there's no, and this is a subject of labor collective bargaining. This is not something I unilaterally could do the minor leagues, and I put in a complete minor league program in 2000 for the 01 season, and it's been great. It's 20 years later and doing great. But we had a tough period there, but look what happened. We have the toughest testing program in American sports. We have the toughest test program, I think, in America. WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association, is really very complimentary, and they used to rip us. So I'm proud of where we are today. Remember, this was a sport that never had a drug testing program. Never. We went through the cocaine era, and we went through other eras. And so to think that we've come up with what we have, I think is great. Did that era hurt us? Well, I think people knew that we cared. I think, you know, our battles became public every day back in 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005. But the program kept getting tighter and tighter and tougher and tougher. I hired Senator George Mitchell to do it, and that worked out well. He made 20 recommendations about clubhouses and everything else, and we took every one of them. So I'm proud of what we've done, and it was after that when our program got tougher, and we set attendance records. It was really remarkable. So, look, every era will have its trauma. I had a historian, Jerome Holtzman, famous Chicago Tribune writer and later became baseball's historian, who had, I think, as good a sense of history of anybody I've ever known. And he kept saying to me, you guys are overreacting. Every era has had its difficulties and its trauma, but we did something about it, and that's my whole point. And we should have done something about it.
You also write that baseball is really resistant to change, and that can hurt the game in some ways. How have you seen that resistance to change over the years?
Well, there's no question that I regard baseball as a social institution. Social institutions are really resistant to change. And so when it came to the wild card, if you remember, Rob, when we did the wild card, I got criticized a lot. He's ruining the game. Look what he's doing. And, of course, today you couldn't play without the wild card. And interleague play, revenue sharing, everything. There's no baseball hadn't made changes. I took over in 92. Really, we hadn't had any significant change in 60 years. And change bothers a lot of people in life. That's generally true, by the way.
Now, the Brewers just missed out on the World Series last season. Looking good so far this year. What are you looking at when you're looking at Milwaukee baseball today?
Well, it's an amazing story when you think back. I think how we fought for the team, how we got the team. And here's a franchise today in this market. It's going to draw 3 million people, or very close to it. Think about that. It's a wonderful story. Milwaukee baseball has never been healthier. They have a wonderful team. it's going to be a tough race for the Cubs and the Cardinals, and yeah, even Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. It's the best division in baseball in terms of competition. But they have great young players, and there's no question, a wonderful manager who's a Milwaukeean and whose father worked for me years ago, so life has a way of coming out. And great general manager, and Mark Antanasio is the owner. I think he's done a remarkable job. So Brewer baseball is extremely healthy.
Bud Selig, thanks for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Bud Selig is the former commissioner of Major League Baseball and former owner of the Milwaukee Brewers. He talked with us about his autobiography, For the Good of the Game, which comes out tomorrow. You could share your thoughts. Do you remember Milwaukee losing and then getting a Major League Baseball team? If so, what did all that mean to you? What are your memories of Bud Selig's time as commissioner of Major League Baseball or as owner of the Brewers? What did you think about how the game did or didn't change under his tenure? Tweet us at Central Time WPR or send us an email, ideas@WPR.org.